In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. We're looking at what we finished with last week. But you who are in Christ Jesus, who God has made unto us our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. Yes, through the blood of Jesus, he is our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption, that according as it is written, let him who glorifies, let him glory in the Lord. Now, in chapter 2, the scripture says, and I, Paul, brethren, when I came to you, came not with oratory or excellency of speech, or of wisdom, philosophical wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Well, I'm going to tell you, Paul was one of the people who learned that wisdom of the world gets you nowhere. And I'm looking now at the Acts of the Apostles, the 17th chapter, the 16th verse. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore, disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with devout persons and in the marketplace and met with them. Then certain philosophers, Epicureans and Stoics, encountered Paul. And some said, what will this babbler say? Some he seemed to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. See? Oh, there's something missing. There's something missing. The cross is missing. The cross is missing. And the word of God continues, for you bring certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean. For the people in Athens and strangers were spent their time in nothing else but to tell or to hear something new. Oh, yes, they wanted something new. And I know there are Christians that were looking for something new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's all about Jesus. It's all about heaven. It's all about the cross. It's all about the resurrection. It's all about the power of the Spirit. Something new. You know, how many Christians or Catholics or Protestants have delved into Reiki because they never experienced that Jesus said, they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. No one taught them that. So they go into a pagan philosophy called Reiki. It is Antichrist, I'm telling you. It is Antichrist. Don't let anyone do Reiki on you. This is not something from God. So then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription of the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I will declare unto you. God that made the world and the things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made of hands, neither is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing that he gives all life and all breath. God hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. He hath determined the times before appointed and bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is made with silver, or gold, or stone, or graven art, or man's device. In the times of ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, that's Jesus, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear you again on this matter. So Paul departed from them. Howbeit, there were a few people who believed, Dionysius, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. St. Paul made a big mistake. He stopped preaching the cross. He had all these philosophers with him, and he wanted to tickle their ears. He did not talk about the cross. And yet the next word says, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. Came to Corinth. And what does he say? For I determined, to the Corinthians, not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, yes. He learned that in Athens, in proclaiming the resurrection, he didn't get many, many believers. As I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. I tell you, Paul did miracles in the name of Jesus. Demonstration and the Spirit of power. I tell you that that is available to us today, that God would heal the sick through the proclamation of the gospel, that God would open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Somebody came to me last week and told me that he was healed of meningitis after I prayed with him. He was healed immediately of meningitis. Another person came to me and says that their neck was healed. Oh yes, demonstration and the power of God. This is not a philosophical talk about God and Jesus. This is something that God shows his power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power, yes. Paul did not speak philosophy after he left the Areopagus. He realized that God called him to preach the cross. God called him to do miracles. God called him to lay hands upon the sick, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I tell you that every man of God should be doing miracles for Jesus. Every woman of God should be doing miracles for Jesus. Jesus said we would lay hands upon the sick and they would be healed. We are not the healer. We lay hands upon the sick and we call out healings, but we do not do the healing. It is God who heals through the cross of Jesus Christ. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of the world that have come to naught. In other words, I'm not here preaching philosophy. I'm not here preaching the wisdom of the world. I'm here preaching another wisdom. But we speak the wisdom of God in mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of the world knew this wisdom, For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Oh, yes. Still today, people are looking for wisdom, you know. They want to get their ears tickled. They want to get their ears tickled. I tell you, Jesus doesn't tickle our ears. Jesus pierces our heart with his Holy Spirit. That's what we need. Not to have our ears tickled, but that our hearts would be changed from hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. For as it is written, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him, who love God, who love Jesus, who are in the power of the Holy Spirit. Eyes have not seen. Oh, yes, that includes miracles. But I'm also telling you that includes vision. That includes dreams. That includes all the things that Jesus promises, that we would do these things. In the last days, I tell you that he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall have visions. I'm telling you, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. That eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for those who love him. Do you love him today? That's my question. Do you love him today? Are you in love with Jesus? Is he your Lord? Do you give him permission over your life? Is your life aligned in the heart of Jesus? Have you been aligned in the death, resurrection of Jesus? Where are you today? Are you seeking answers in philosophy? Are you seeking answers in psychology? I tell you, those things are all good, but the answer that we seek is Jesus, who said, I am the way. I am the truth, I am the life, and eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, nor has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Holy Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. That's why praying in the Spirit is so important. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that's the Spirit we have received. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Now we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I tell you, it's all about the cross, and it's all about the Holy Spirit. You know, in the 19th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, they asked the question, have you received the Holy Spirit when you became a believer? And the answer was, we did not even know that there was a Holy Spirit. It sounds so much like the church today. We say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that is beautiful that we bless ourselves. But how many of us know the power of the Holy Spirit? How many of us know the presence of the Holy Spirit? How many of us know, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, those who love God? I tell you, there are so few people that know the unction of the Spirit, that know the power of the Spirit. We can know things of God. We can know words about God. But to know the power of the Spirit is to have life. for the Spirit brings liberty. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us by God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. You shall lay hands upon the sick. You shall preach speak in other languages. You shall prophesy. You shall dream dreams. All these things are spiritually discerned, and the natural man cannot accept them. We need the faith of God, the faith of Jesus Christ. We need the faith in the power of the cross. The cross of Jesus is our victory. When are we going to learn that we are not like any other people? We preach Christ and Him crucified. Yes, buried and raised from the dead. We preach Christ and Him crucified. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that would instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Why? Because they are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings us into the mind of Christ so that we can align ourselves with Jesus. Yes. Chapter 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as if you were spiritual, but as carnal men, as babes in Christ. Why? He says, I have to feed you with milk and not with meat. Why? For you are not able to bear it, neither are you able to hear it. For you are yet carnal when you are envying, when you have strife, when you have divisions. You are carnal and walk as men. But for while one says, I am of Paul, another says, I am Apollos, are ye not carnal? They were saying, I belong to Paul. Paul preached the gospel to me. I belong to Apollos. Apollos preached the gospel to me. Mine better than you, because Apollos was an orator. I belong to Cephas because he is the rock. You know, they were saying all these things, crazy things, because they didn't know that it was the power of the cross that saved them. Not that they were preached to by anyone. You know, I've preached to so many people, but you know, they could forget me if they could come to realize who Jesus is. I do the preaching, but God does the planting. I might plant and God does the watering someplace else, but God himself provides the growth. Only God. For while one says, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who then is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even in the Lord, gave to every man. Paul says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God provides the increase. God provides the growth. I tell you, it is important to plant. It is important to water. How many seeds do I water when I'm on the radio that people have planted at another time? I'll never forget, I was praying with this young man many years ago, and I saw two paths. One path led to Jesus, and the other path led to Jesus. But you know, one path was immediate that led to Jesus. Another path was a lot of pain, sorrow, and agony that finally they would go to Jesus. And I told the person, you can go the easy way by surrendering your life to Jesus, by aligning your life to Jesus, or you can go the painful way and ultimately meet Jesus that way. You have the decision to make today. I was planting seeds. I could not make them grow. I think the person chose to go the hard way. And you know what? That was his choice. He chose to go the hard way. Listen, there is a hard way and there is an easy way. The easy way is surrender. I'm not telling you that it's easy. I'm telling you that it's fast. Surrender to Jesus and he will do everything for you. Surrender to Jesus and he will do everything for you. Or you can go your own way. And as you go your own way, you know what happens? You never get there without pain and anguish and sorrow. It is time for us to surrender to Jesus and he will do everything for you. So then neither is he that plants or he that waters anything, but God that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another builds upon it. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon. What is the foundation? The foundation is Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. Paul says, I've laid no other foundation but that of Christ. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall be declared, because it shall be revealed by fire. Sounds like purgatory to me. And fire shall try every man's work of what he is. If any man's work abides, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so by fire. Sounds like purgatory to me, that what we build upon the foundation of Christ will go through the fire of God's love. Oh, yes. Not natural fire, but the fire of God's love that flows from the cross of Jesus Christ. The fire of God's love. Know ye not that you are temples of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Do you know it today? That you're God's temple? And that the Holy Spirit dwells in you? Do you know it today? Is that your knowledge? And I'm not talking about your head knowledge only. That the Spirit of God dwells in you, that makes you precious. That makes you precious. Do you know that you're precious because you have the one who is and was and is to come living in you? Do you know today that the power of God in his cross, death, burial, and resurrection is living in you? Do you know that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that the Father dwells within you? Do you know that Jesus dwells in you? Do you know that you are temples of the Holy Spirit, tabernacles of God? Do you know that today? If you knew that today, you would be doing things today that would help you and help people to know Jesus. If you're looking at pornography, you know, I'm telling you, the enemy has you by the toe. Do not look at pornography. Do not go ways that are not of God. Be aligned with the Lord himself. Be aligned with Jesus. Do the things that Jesus does. Yes. Enjoy the earth. Let your awe and wonder of the earth just transform you. Not only the earth, but what about heaven? Heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Just those words are so powerful. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We need that to be done in the Holy Spirit, that the kingdom of God would come and that the will of God would be done on earth, in Winthrop, in Everett, in Revere, in St. Louis, on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. Maybe you've never, ever sent an offering. I need to hear from you. Please, we do these broadcasts to proclaim Jesus and Him crucified, buried, and raised from the dead, which is the only treasure that we hold, and that eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, and neither has it entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love Him. And you know what He has prepared? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, that we are temples of the Blessed Trinity. Oh yes, tabernacles of the Most High God. Please write to me, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.